Episode 2 talks about the three components of the anxiety beast, so we called it the three-headed beast.
In this day's lesson, we comment on what your child did by drawing and naming their anxiety with a silly name. This has the effect of making it less scary, as well as externalizing their anxiety. We continue to normalize anxiety and help kids realize that they are not alone in their struggle. Also, we introduce the three major aspects of anxiety: wacky thoughts, yucky feelings, and zany response.
What if is the question all anxiety sufferers ask over and over again. What if this imagined thing I fear is real? What if my peers reject me? What if I do get separated from my parents? What if there are germs on my skin? Their imaginations run wild with terrible answers. We frame the fear as not really something real, but as an imagination, and imaginations can be changed. A child has the ability to manage their own thoughts, but may not realize it. We also connect thoughts with feelings. Sometimes it's not clear that thoughts lead to feelings. We want kids to begin to connect their thinking with the yucky feelings they experience. Developmentally, this sort of abstract thinking may be difficult for some kids to understand, but we want to introduce it nevertheless.
We also discuss false alarms, when your mind mistakenly thinks something bad is happening and then your body starts to respond. That's a false alarm. One of the hardest things to overcome with anxiety is this powerful physical and emotional reaction. You know, in the rest of your life, this reaction is generally very reliable, so it's hard to ignore. But when a kid realizes it is in fact a false alarm, he or she can begin to stop reacting to it.
On this day, we describe the third aspect, zany response. It makes perfect sense to want to run away or avoid the thing that's scaring you. But always doing that, running away and avoiding, is not the long-term solution. We introduce it here, but we'll cover it in more detail later on. At this point, we're just establishing that everyone has these reactions. Now, in the journal, kids are asked to identify the wacky thoughts, yucky feelings, and zany responses that are associated with their fears. If needed, help them brainstorm to see as many negative thoughts, feelings, and coping behaviors as they can. They probably will come back to this later on and add some more.